Not too long ago, I wrote about my new panty slut that almost got caught in panties. This particular sub has become one of my favorites. Now, when I first got him, he wasn't very experienced in the world of virtual femdom ownership. He begged me to deny his orgasm, and I warned him that when I deny a man's orgasm, I take it away for a long time. Of course, it wasn't long until he was begging for release. I expected that. When you're denying a bitch for, say, a year or so, you have to mix it up a bit, or that whore kind of hits a stride. This mistress hates it when a sub hits a stride. So I told him we could compromise. He could have a ruined orgasm, but he had to eat cum afterwards. He didn't like that idea, and for the longest time, he passed. The pressure in his balls just kept on building, though, and when I told him he could eat cum on a cracker, he finally agreed. Of course, that was some time ago. Now my bitch begs me for ruined orgasms just so he can eat cum. He's starting to get very worried about his cum addiction. He has rubbed cum on his face and shaved with it. He's even cum on a toothbrush and brushed his teeth with cum. So when my panty boy cum slut's birthday rolled around, I wanted to make sure we celebrated in the best possible way. He got a huge slice of birthday cake, and then he proceeded to beg me for the privilege of ruining an orgasm right on that cake. Talk about buttercream frosting. After he squirted sperm all over his cake, he then gobbled it up, cum and all. Not bad for a once reluctant cum eater, huh? I was very impressed. My little bitch has come a long way since those days. So let me ask you this. When's your birthday? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, I want you to head on over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com, and check out all the goodies I've got there, just waiting for you to consume. Or if you really need to eat cum from me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6201. I can't wait to talk to you.